We are back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. If you ask a group of people what it means to be an American, the answer can vary from person to person. You may even run into someone who isn't quite sure how to answer. Our I'm an American series gives people a chance to give their insight to the question.
Our latest installment features a Hispanic man, Ramiro Castillo. Castillo has lived in the U.S. for more than 30 years. He has his own landscaping company and a passion for community advocacy. He sat down with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, to talk about how growing up in his village in central Mexico, he and his peers knew nothing more than hard work.
As a child, I don't remember anything about dreams. We were in a poor community where we had no dreams. I went to a seventh grade school. We all knew it was working on anything. We would be working in farms since 8 years of age. And 12 years of age, I would be working with the adults in the same fields. So we had no dreams, not even to come to the United States. The dreams was something very simple. The only thing that I was that we were watching year by year or year day by day or whatever, there was people who moved away, which was Mexico City. Mexico City became one of the most popular places because there was work order. I had brothers going to work. My father was going to work in Mexico City because they earned more money. Years later, My father became a bracero. They call bracero a people who immigrate to the United States with a visa, working visa. And bracero was those years when the United States was in war, World War II, and they were short of labor. So there was an agreement between the United States and Mexico to bring people to work. So that's when Mexicans started immigrating to the United States through those programs. But they had to go back after 3 months or 6 months. So every time they went back, the farmers or the business owners were short of help again. So that they started bringing immigrants in different ways. Everybody blames that we come here all undocumented, and we come because we choose to come, but it's not the story. The story is they start bringing us, and it's how we became, or we started to come in big amounts of people, because after the Braceros program, people found the ways with the help of business owners to come undocumented. So when I was 18, 17 or so, I would see few men here and there from my village come in December. Some were legalized. They have passport. What I was seeing, like every other kid or every other man, they came with the new shoes, working shoes, different, dressing different. So they called the attention to the others to follow them, because you could see the change that you could see with going out of the country. You would bring money and you would be better, living a better life.
So you talk about that blame people put on immigrants that they come here undocumented. What are your thoughts about that, considering you came here for better work opportunities and soon after got your citizenship?
Well, let me tell you something. I used to work in Illinois for the first, second business owner, and he didn't want to hire any Americans. And not many Americans would apply for the jobs that we were doing. It's very sad when people say we're taking somebody else's jobs, because I know this. They bring us, they used to bring us when they need us. They bring us when they were short work or labor. They kick us when they don't need us. And all this immigration came after we got legalized, because when they gave us the alien residence, you would apply for your siblings. You would apply for your family, entire family. They gave people, the families, the opportunity to get legalized. So when they saw a big movement, like families were moving to the United States, and they said, well, what are we doing? So they tried to create laws and start other processes that could stop people from immigrating. So that's why they're making this difficult. Every time it's harder and harder, because it's what they did. They brought us here. And I learned in a class in WCTC in Waukesha from my professor that was teaching a class how Hispanic, Afro-Americans, Chinese, Japanese, and some others came to the United States. We didn't come. They brought us here. If these people who's telling me that I'm still in the job, if they would start reading history, it's not true.
Can you recall a time where you experienced racism because you're Hispanic?
I have something very, very sad about a racist thing that I think this was very big in my life. In 1995, 2001, we bought a home. I had enough money saved to a down payment, and we bought a house in a nice subdivision. It was not subdivision, just in the city, but a nice neighborhood. And I was very happy because we were like international. I had people from East, from Asia, Texas, from Mexico, we were a mixture of. But my neighbor was a white person, white couple, that of course I got into a neighborhood, and at the beginning she was a very nice person, but very nosy, which I understood. I said, well, being a good neighbor is look for others and look for what's going on, and it's a good thing. And being a good neighbor is helping each other, because we need good neighbors. We need to have a good relationship as neighbors. But I experienced many things coming from her, because I was Hispanic. After all, I understood that she was hating, who was a hater. 7 years after, by living there in the neighborhood, she was totally lost, and she was telling me that that I should go to Mexico, that I should go back, bring my family back, because I was taking advantage of services or things that my children supposed to be taking them. That I was a Mexican, that I was not belonging to the United States, that I was not the neighbor that she wanted. So those first 7 years, I was helping them as much as I could. I was trying to be a good neighbor, no? Until she came with this for reason, I don't know. She got the police on me a couple times. She was opened my mailboxes to leave notes there, which was not legal. But I can tell you, I don't feel any difference being between anybody, because I believe we're one race, we're human being, and I didn't take that personal. I just said, gotta be your age, gotta be something wrong with you, or gotta be something not going on. But I just think, take what is good for you and leave what is bad.
How can you not hate when someone or an entire group of people make those racist comments against you?
It's uncomfortable sometimes, but what I learned in those all these years, if I take as offense everything that I absorb from other people, I won't have a life, and I will be sacrificing sometimes even my family just by get offended from everybody. I don't think it's a good way to live a life.
You say this woman told you you didn't belong here and you should take your family back to Mexico. Do you feel like you belong here? Like, do you consider American to be a part of your identity?
By 35 years of living here, I think it's a pretty long time. I don't know if I'm going to lie to you or not. But being a Mexico-American or however they call it, I still feel pain. So this is a tough question. My kids are Americans. I don't know.
What do you hope people take away from your story?
My message is don't give up. You got to make sacrifices in order to get something. Just fight in a good way. Just try to be a good citizen. Try to be a model. We're humans. We have rights. And just fight for what it is.
Ramiro Castillo is a Mexican immigrant, and he owns a landscaping company in the Milwaukee area. He spoke with WUWM race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell. We'll hear more from her I'm an American series in the coming months.